Okay, welcome to episode 8 of the podcast. I'm actually a little late this week again because I was so busy with doing other stuff, but I want to get out one episode every week, so I'm sticking to that. And today I'm actually recording two episodes that I make it one episode per week. Just drinking my tea here, and I already have a guest for next Sunday's episode, so not tomorrow, but the one after. It's my friend Mike. He is a YouTuber, and I think this is going to be a good episode because he's a travel YouTuber and he does that full time, and we're going to ask him a lot of cool questions. So I think if you listen to this episode, there's one in between where I don't have a guest, but then the next one will have a guest. So basically, if you listen to this now in about 1 week, next Sunday in 1 week, you can listen to this episode with Michael, and I think it's going to be really interesting. It's also my first guest that I interview in person. I just got my desk in my little studio that I have at home, so I think it will be fun to do it in person for the first time. Oh no, actually, that's not true. I did one with Anita in person, but it was not in Vancouver. We were traveling at the time, so yeah. This is the first episode in the new studio, I guess, coming up soon. Having my tea here, just having a ginger lemon tea. Actually, my favorite tea is ginger lemon, if you didn't know that yet. Today, I want to talk about the West Coast Trail. It's a trail I'm doing in about 2 weeks now. And how I'm preparing for it, what stuff that I'm gonna bring. I actually have to figure some stuff out still, but I mean, there's still 2 weeks time to get everything ready. But for this hike, I think I have to prepare some stuff, because especially with the food, it's gonna be 6 days, I think, or 6 nights. I'm gonna sleep on the trail, so I have to prepare some food because there's no shops where you can buy that stuff. Yeah, but it's the longest backpacking trail I've ever did without like a break in between. So it's gonna be fun. I've prepared a little bit. I got all my gear so far. I think I still only have to get some basic stuff, but I have my tent, I have my sleeping pad, obviously. Then I have my sleeping bag. So this is the facts for the West Coast Trail. The West Coast Trail is located on Vancouver Island. It's on the west coast of Vancouver Island, and it's a 75-kilometer trail that mostly goes through rainforest, and you can also walk on the beach. Which is, I think, a little faster, because I think there's sections where you can choose in between the going inland and walking on the beach, and the beach is a little faster, because usually when you go inland in the rainforest, you have to climb up ladders, and that can take a while. I saw some videos online that you have to, like, because you have to basically have a big backpack with you, because you have to have all the food and gear with you, and going up with a heavy backpack on a like really steep ladder kind of looks a little intimidating, but I'm sure it will be fine. Other than that, yeah, it's 75 kilometers. So people do it in like 5 to 7 days, like 5 nights or 7 nights. I plan for 5 or 6 nights, depending on the weather. So like I'm going in May, and I just looked it up. It's 25 rain days in May, so the chances are, actually like May and June, like I'm doing it beginning of June, so end of May, beginning of June, so yeah, but still, it might be like 25 rain days, so the chances are high that it rains a lot, and it can get really muddy, so it depends how much it rains, I guess, or how long I will spend on the trail. But I'm aiming for like 6 days, I think. If it's nice weather, I think I'll stay there longer, because you can chill more. Like you can chill, if it's a nice spot, you can just chill there for the day and maybe stay there a day and just hang out and enjoy the beach. But if it rains all day, like why would you want to stay there, right? So how it works is you have to register. So the reservations open up a little bit advanced. So I think they open like the registration is actually like in February, I think. And on the day they open up the reservations for the trail, I woke up 1 hour before they started the reservations. It was early in the morning, and I was number 6,000 in line. So it is really popular, especially for the dates in July and August, because that's where the driest weather is. And I was, as I said, number 6,000 in line. So I only got to book a spot in, end of May, beginning of June. I just figured I wanted to do that for so long. I wanted to do that 3 years ago, but then COVID started and they shut it down. So finally I'm doing it. I actually booked 2 tickets, but then 2 people canceled already. So if I don't find someone, I'll just do it by myself. I think you can cancel 1 ticket if you do it like 3 weeks before, but that's already passed. But you can cancel like the ferry fees, which is also like, a little bit. The price to go on there on the trail is about $200 Canadian dollars per person. And that includes ferries, because you have to take a ferry across the ferry crossing, because there's like rivers and like inlets going through the trail. So you have to take a ferry. And yeah, this includes that. So if I think you can get that back, because if you cancel it for one person, then like you're not taking the ferry, you can get that money back. So if I don't find anyone else, I will just cancel. And I think, I'll miss out on like $60. But I'm at the point now that I kind of find it interesting to do it by myself. But then also, like, if you do it with someone else, you can maybe, share some weight with, like, gear and stuff. Or, like, the thing is, like, then you have someone, like, you can take photos of, or, like, they can take photos of you. So, yeah, I'm a little torn. But as I said, I wouldn't mind doing it by myself. I think it's a fun experience to do the trail by yourself as well as with someone else. But yeah, we'll see what happens. You will see the update in a future podcast, I'm sure. So the thing is, you hike either in one direction. So there's an option to start in the north and hike to the south, or you start in the south and hike to the north. I think there's also a possibility to do it like a mid trail entrance, but you have to take like a boat in there. I am not sure how it works, but so what you have to do is you're gonna go to the northern end of the trail. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing south to north. You park your car in the north, and then you're gonna take a shuttle down. I heard it's like a bumpy bus going on a a bumpy road and going back to the southern trailhead, and you just basically hike up on the coast. That's what I'm doing. And then you also have to do a mandatory, so you have to watch a video in advance that teaches you about all the potential things you would have to know about the trail. I already watched that. It's like a half an hour video where they tell you like, you should do this and you do this. You have to be like a safety, like what kind of like wildlife is on a trail, or what you should watch out for. Not really. They tell you don't like what gear you bring. Like there's YouTube videos you could watch what other people brought. And I recently joined a Facebook group, which is really informative about like the conditions and stuff like that. But this video was more just about like the trail etiquette, I guess, and what you have to watch out for. And then I think, I'm not sure if that happens, but they used to have it in person, like in orientation in person, but they, because of COVID, they think they did the video. But they're just on the check-in, I think they're just gonna check and they ask you some basic questions and make sure you watch the video. I'm not sure how that works out, but I'm sure I will update you on that. So yeah, because it's so popular, they want you to like do that thing, and I like the registration, the video. And because it's so popular, like you have to register to do the trail, and you basically register an entry point and then you say like how many nights. But I heard is like you just have to enter on the trail the time you booked, and then you have 2 weeks to finish the trail, depending on how much you like it. They just want to kind of take an eye on like how many like people enter the trail at a given time. Because of the orientation, I kind of don't understand, because like I think it's on a set time, the orientation that you have to do. I'm not really sure how it works, but then everybody will start hiking at the same time, which will be a little annoying. But yeah, I'll update you on, like, in a future podcast how that went. And then, yeah, as I said, there's no like stores or anything on the trail because it's like just wild wilderness on the coast. I think there is one restaurant called the Crab Shack. It's like where the ferry crossing is, and they serve like local salmon or crabs that are like freshly caught right in the water there. And I think if you haven't eaten properly for like a couple of days and you have like a warm salmon burger or something, I think that's really good. And then I also heard that there's like a burger place somewhere directly on the beach, but I heard that shut down. I'm not sure. I'll also see if that still is open. But imagine, like, you haven't eaten you haven't eaten properly for like a couple of days, and then you have like a hot burger and a beer, which will be so good. I'm sure, like, after hiking for like 20 kilometers a day. But I'm excited for that. So, like, I haven't actually looked into what food I'm gonna bring. Because I joined that group and people posting, they made their own dehydrated food. This looks really interesting in how they did that. So I'm kind of looking into doing that. I'm not sure that, because there's also some, like, you know, packaged food that you can bring. Usually I tried a few, you know, options of different like dehydrated food, and they doesn't usually taste that good to me. But my friend Annie just told me there's like this company called Backpackers Pantry, I think they're called. And she said the pad thai is really good. So I might be picking up a couple of packets from this one. And then I'm for sure will bring some nuts, you know, like for the day. And you might know I'm only eating oatmeal for breakfast. So I'm just going to get some, I think, oatmeal that will be good for like breakfast. Because it's good to have a good breakfast, because you need to eat well, because when you hike 20 kilometers a day, you need some strength. And then I also will get some granola bars for sure, and dried mangoes. This is my favorite, dried mangoes. And then some nuts, you know, walnuts. And actually my favorite nuts are like macadamia nuts, because they have like, can give you a lot of energy. Stuff like that. Then I for sure bring, like, you know, a stove and everything that's like a standard, like, to heat up the water and make some coffee for sure. And other than that, I'm bringing obviously like a backpack. I have a 65 liter backpack, and I want to pack as light as possible. So my tent, then my sleeping pad, and then my sleeping bag, actually. And I only have a plus 10 one right now, so it might be still a little cold, because this year has been really cold still. Like, I just, something popped up on my timeline the other day, and it's now mid-March, and like 2 years ago, everyone was running around in t-shirts, and now it's like raining and cold, and there's actually some fresh snow in the mountains. It's crazy how cold it is, and it has been really rainy. So this year has been like, yeah, this year for doing the trail might be a little cold to get my plus 10 sleeping bag. So I might have to get another colder one, like, that's rated actually, like, I think there's one that I'm looking at that's rated until minus 9 degrees. So I think I'm looking at that, because also like the humidity, it's going to be really humid. This adds, if it's like the moisture is coming in, so that adds to the cold, right? So you just don't want to be cold on the trail when you're hiking for 5 or 6 days straight. So I think I'm going to get a new sleeping bag, and then obviously I'm going to get a tarp to put my tent on, I think, to just maybe help it to not get the wetness through the tent. And then, I heard that gaiters are a good thing, because when you're walking through the mud, it can be really helpful that, you know, don't get any like stones in, like small stones or rocks. And then also what is really helpful is to bring some waterproof shoes, or shoes that dry really quickly. Oh, I actually, like, not no waterproof shoes, but like shoes that dry quickly, that you have a pair of changing shoes. So imagine if your shoes get wet and then, like, you don't want to hike in wet shoes all day, so you can have a pair to change and then dry them at the fire at night, I guess. So yeah, I'm for sure have to get those as well, like a pair of like quick drying shoes. I have to look into that still. And then I also, I'm just debating if I should bring poles, because like the it's really slippery on the trail, especially with when you walk on like a wood, like, you know, over logs or like rocks, and then can be really slippery if they're like covered in seaweed and stuff like that. So I heard that every other day they're evacuating people because they slipped and twisted their ankle or something. So yeah, I'm thinking about getting like some poles for further stabilization, but I'm not really like a fan of those poles, but I guess they help you for stabilization, but I'm just like, I find it annoying to have it, but it maybe on this trail, it's a little, I like my friends, they told me that it's really good for like distributing weight and keeping your balance. So maybe, yeah, I just think they're like a little bit annoying to carry around, but maybe for this trip, it's a good thing, a good investment. And then obviously you have to bring a water filter, because you don't want to get like some bacteria into your water that you drink from the river or something. That I still have to get to. I have to do some research. And yeah, I think it's going to be it. Once I've completed everything, the trail, I'll do another podcast and told you if I forgot something or I packed way too much. I also maybe thinking of bringing a hammock, you know, like just to chill out a bit. If the weather is nice, it would be a good thing to, you know, just chill in, put it in between trees, and yeah, just enjoying the view. And then I'm actually really debating if I should bring my camera, because as you might know, now all my videos I shoot on, you know, on my phone. And it's tricky to, because the camera is really heavy. It adds a lot of weight, and I'm not really, when I'm hiking now, I'm not really using it. But I mean, for videos, I'm not really concerned to bring it, because I think the videos especially for social media, are better on the phone. But you know, for photos, I think it would be good. So I'm still debating if I should bring my camera. I'm for sure bringing my drone, because I think it's going to be some cool shots of me hiking on a trail, especially when I do it alone. It would be cool to get some like first person or like, you know, like third person perspective of me walking. So I'm bringing my drone. I have the Mavic Mini 2, and I just saw that they came out with the Mavic Mini 3. So I think it wouldn't get here in time, but I'm really tempted, because it can shoot vertical video now, and I'm really tempted to get it. I actually haven't checked the prices, but I'll, not for this trip, but maybe for the future trips. Yeah. So I'm bringing my drone, and I think I have to get a power bank, because for 5 days, I don't think there's any power on the trail where you can like charge your phone. So I think I might have to get a power bank to get some power. I actually have to look into that, because I don't want to run out of my battery when you have the phone and using it to shoot videos. But I also, like, people bring this, like, the GPS thing. I heard there's, like, it's from Garmini. Like, it's, like, a GPS tracking, and you can also send, messages when you don't have service. And I think that might be a good thing if I do it alone to look into it. But I'm sure, like, it's a busy trail. Like, I'm not really worried about it too much, but maybe it will be a good thing if I do it by myself. And also, for sure, I'm going to bring bear spray, because I think Vancouver Island has the biggest density of black bears in the area, and also like cougars. There's a lot of cougars there. I'm not really too worried about the wildlife, because I've been doing a lot of hiking, and I've seen some bears. I never seen a cougar, but the bears, we're not really doing anything. But yeah, you never know. So I'm bringing my bear spray. And also there's like some bear cages, you know, where you can have to put your food and never leave your food into your tent, because like the bears will come into your tent if they smell food in there. And then if the bear cages are full, I think you have to bring like a cord or like a line. I don't know how to say that in English. to throw it over a tree or like hang it somewhere high that the bears can't get it. Yeah, this is like the basic things you have to know when you're going backpacking. Never leave your food in your tent. But I read on the Facebook group that there's a bunch of space in the bear cages, so I think I'm gonna be fine. But yeah, this is gonna be a fun trip. It's 2 weeks until I do it, and I think if I have some time, I'm gonna stay in one or two cabins there. Like, I'm just have to look into it, like booking it. Gonna go back to Souk maybe because it's a cool place to hang out. I stayed there in the winter and I made friends with the guy. He worked at a brewery, so I maybe visit him and have a few beers there on the way back probably. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a nice trip. I'm gonna update you once I've done it, and hopefully can share more stuff about it in the future. I think, yeah, it's gonna be, it's a little like, because I'm doing it, I'm probably gonna do it by myself, so it's a little, yeah, exciting to do that kind of trip by yourself, like when you're not really be in civilization for a couple of days. But yeah, I'm up for the challenge. I think it's going to be really nice. And also, what is really good, what I'm really looking forward to, is not having like cell service all the time. So you really can focus down on, like, you don't have to, I mean, I'm probably shoot videos all the time, but no connection with anybody. Like, it's going to be refreshing, because here, you always have service, you're always checking your messages and stuff like that. So I'm really looking forward to not doing that for at least a few days. And it's going to be so like refreshing for like the mind, I think, just to be in nature and just, yeah, cook, make fires, hike. And yeah, I've been working out for every, I didn't really train for it like too much, but I work out every day, doing some push-ups, and then I also like went ski touring for a little bit to build up, you know, like the strength in the legs again. But yeah, I'm not too worried about it because I'm fairly fit to do the hike, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm actually excited to, I'm not really sure. Like, so that's the thing. Like, people ask me like if I bring like a lot of beers, you know, but that's like a lot of weight in the backpack. So I think I only bring like one or two beers, like for as like a really reward if I do like a crazy, if I cover like a crazy mileage for a day, and then just have a nice beer. But and also, yeah, you can't really cool it down, so it might not be like the best idea to bring beers, but I for sure bring one or two like as a reward at the end, to have with your dinner. I think it will be good. It probably also helps you sleep at night. So the thing is, like, I never really sleep well in a tent, but I have this new, because I sleep kind of weird. I sleep kind of on my side and on my stomach. So it might be the sleeping position's fault, but I have a new sleeping pad that should be good for like side and stomach sleepers. So I'll update you on that. It's the Nemo Alpine Tensor mat. And supposed to be really good, so I'm looking forward to testing it out soon. But yeah, everything looks good so far with the gear, and I'll update you once I'm back. There's another episode coming out really soon because I'm recording two this weekend. So if you listen to this one, make sure to check if the next one is already out. And don't forget to tune in when I talk with Michael in 2 weeks. And I think you will really gonna like this one. Thanks so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed that little, hiking preparation podcast. And I'll catch you in the next one. Thanks, guys.